All right, so I'm still not over completely for feeling guilty for doing these days, but I know we are allotted a certain amount of days as a human being to take a day off just for mental health, physical health, take somebody else care of somebody else because they're having health problems. So as of late, I'm always suffering from allergies or something's always going on. And okay, guys, I'm gonna be honest, it's just a little crazy with me. So today I decided to take a half a day from work. I was thinking about I can't take this day off because I got practice. I can't take this day off because we got a rehearsal for this grade level. I can't take this one. So needless to say, my entire career have made excuses as to why I cannot take a day off. So as of late, like I said, I'm an allergy sufferer, but yesterday was one of those, I'll call it a pink flag instead of a red flag. I was in the middle of class and I'd forgotten to take my meds, which I still forgot to take my meds because I get so freaking busy. And those are my meds. And I'm supposed to be taking an allergy pill every day, right? Duh, right? Because it helps me with seasonal allergies. Do I? Not all the time. I forget. And I'm also supposed to take an inhaler, two puffs, morning and night. Okay? So I'm supposed to do all this stuff to make sure that my asthma is under control, my allergies are under control. So have I done it lately? Of course not, right? Why? Why? Why would I want to take care of my health, right? I'm too busy to take care of my health. I'm either trying to catch up on sleep because I stay up late the night before, trying to catch up from work, play with my daughter, taking care of my small business stuff, or, you know, something's always going on. And I noticed I spent a lot of little quirks times, like I waste it because all I want to do is just relax. So it's caught up to me. My asthma has started kicking up because I was breathing heavy during one of my classes and it sounded like I was out of breath. And I'm like, I know I've gained weight, but I haven't gained that much weight. You know, there's no way. So I was listening because I've been coughing on and off because, of course, allergy season, congestion, blah, blah, blah. If you have this condition, you know exactly what I'm talking about. So I was listening to my cough and I was wheezing. I was like, I do not want to have to make an appointment at the doctor to get this checked out. I already know what's wrong. So I need a nebulizer treatment. I need to make sure I take my inhaler. So at that time I stopped class and I said, guys, give me a couple minutes to collect myself. Like right now it sounds like I'm breathing heavy, right? So and I'm breathing a lot and it's very minor right now, but I know these are the telltale signs. Like if I don't take care of it, it's going to blow up into a full blown situation where I will have to miss a couple of days of work. So I'm like, okay, I need to stop. I need to take a break. But when do I take a break? So today I decided I'm going to run rehearsal in the morning. I had two rehearsals, one at 7:15 and then one at 8 o'clock. And then I have two classes. And I said, okay, I'm going to do this. And I'm going to take half a day on my Thursday. So I just need time to mentally relax. And because my brain's usually going a mile a minute. Like right now I'm thinking, okay, what am I going to do right now? I need to go drop off this errand. I'm already half a day of work. I'm going to go do that. I need to just chill because it is horrible. So my question for today's show is, do you take time for your mental or physical health? And if you don't, why don't you? For me, I need to. I do it sometimes. Like today I'm taking a half day. But why don't I? I feel like I don't have time. It's funny because you should be thinking about yourself. Like, who's going to take care of my daughter when I'm sick? I'm going to have to take care of my daughter. But if I'm really sick, I can't be around my daughter because I don't want her to get sick. And my husband works nights. So I have to take care of my daughter. I have to think about her. I mean, really, if you think about it, that's why they say when you're a lifeguard and you're in a bad situation and a person is like panicking and they say you're coming towards a wave, you risk the person you're carrying, the person you're saving, rather than you. You let them go or you let them get injured. Like if let's say you're, and I saw it on a, I don't even know what show I saw it on. Their guy swimming backwards. He is a lifeguard. He's got the person he's saving in his arms and they're about to hit, they're going into where the bridge is, the one that usually oversees like the pier. And he's about to hit it. And the guy is like, the person he's carrying is like going crazy. He's flaying. So he's behind him. So what happens is the wave hits really hard. And instead of aiming himself towards the the post, he aims the person he's carrying. People are like, that's mean. That's the person you're carrying. But the thing is, if the lifeguard drowns, the person that's drowning is going to continue drowning. Like, if he gets knocked out, they're both going to get suffered. So instead, what happens is the guy hits the person he's saving, gets hit, and he gets knocked out, or he gets injured. I don't remember which one it is. And the lifeguard continues, and he saves him, obviously, because that's his job. So that's what really how it comes down to. That's the best example I can think of. I need to take care of myself sometimes rather than taking care of everybody else around me, because, you know, it's going to do the better good for everybody. And it's just, it's a little crazy. So I'm going to talk about that in a bit, take a short break. I know it's Road Trip Chatting with me, and I need to drop off some packages. So I'll be right back. Okay, so mental health, right? Just so you guys know, I was not joking that I said I need to stop by the post office and run an errand, because that's exactly what I needed to do. And yeah, I know, I'm horrible. My family gets after me. Well, not my family. My mama gets after me that I need to take care of myself more. And she's been telling me this even before I had a child. But now she understands that I really do have to take care of myself a lot more now, because someone depends on me. So my question to you is, do you take time to take care of your health? And health is obviously a general blanket statement, guys, like mental health, physical health, whatever you want to call it. Do you take time to keep yourself healthy? Do you take time? I know I take time. I have had to. I make myself do it, but I'll be honest, that doesn't mean I don't feel guilty over it. I always feel guilty over it. Like, oh, I can't, I shouldn't, and maybe I am slowly starting not to feel guilty. So many moms out there and friends, non-friends, and they tell me, you need to take time for yourself. It is a literally an exertion, an extra stress you put on yourself. And that's funny, because yes, I just thought about it right now. Yesterday, I could literally hear my pulse in my head. And I know that means stress, and that means high blood pressure. And both things are not good. And in fact, last night, my sister also said, you should really try to take a baby aspirin every day. Because, you know, because of the risk of heart attack or stress. Because my job, thank goodness, it's not stressful anymore. And I praise God for that. Because I did decide to change different fields. I go from secondary to primary. It's not stressful in the sense of people are depending on you, or like they're demanding that you meet certain rankings or anything like that. No, because it's like I'm starting over again. I'm getting used to the field. But it's very hectic. Like, there's a lot going on all the time. Parents are more attentive to what their kids are doing. And if you listen, I'm doing an entire school. You know, I teach an entire school in 2 days. I have to be attentive to every single grade level, people learning a different, I mean, there's like a lot of stuff. I have to do a lot more planning. So this summer, totally going to do a lot more planning, going to buckle down. That's the stress that I get from my job. And I'm like, okay. And I need to take a break. So I decided, to take a break today, because tomorrow I have a concert and I cannot miss the whole day. I have rehearsal with another group. I have a rehearsal with the group that's going to perform tomorrow afternoon or tomorrow evening during the day. And then after school, I have the concert. And on Saturday, my sister, myself, my husband, and we're taking the kids to go see a movie. We're going to go take them to go see Ugly Dolls. And oh my gosh, this theater's packed for this time of afternoon. I'm driving by a theater, guys, and I'm like, okay, I need to take time to do this. I need to relax, you know, just one of those things. And so Saturday is already planned, and then some friends of mine saying, hey, do you want to go out? And I want to go out, but then at the same time, I'm like, oh, I just want to stay home and rest. I need to clean. I need to do laundry. I'm like, oh, bamboozled by so much. And I think I'm going to have to go to different places. How is these places super packed? It is like ridiculous. It's ridiculous. But anyways, like I said, turtle squirrel moment. I'm like, I need a mental health day. So let me know about your what you do to reduce stress. I know I go to CrossFit, obviously, for physical health. I used to go to CrossFit to do stress relief. Sometimes I still do it. Like, after, like, a hard day, I'm like, I need this workout. I need to have this workout. Because it helps me relieve stress. But as of late, it's like, all I want to do is rest. You know, forget this shit. I need a rest. I'm tired. I just want to go to sleep. And I really shouldn't be that way, but sometimes it is what it is, my lovelies. It is what it is. And that's what I'm doing today. I'm just going to relax. Relax for a few hours. Going to pick up my daughter in a few hours. And yeah, so we'll see how it goes. So hopefully you guys are doing great. And I'm going to be posting this up in a bit. And I want you guys to get back to me on Anchor, on Gmail, on iTunes. Whatever way you can get back to me, guys. Whatever method you're listening to this podcast in. Get back to me and let me know what you guys are doing to take care of yourselves. What do you do for stress relief? Do you, are you a mom? Are you a parent, for that matter, that you're just under a lot of stress? You got a lot of things going on. There's a lot of, and I know people always take this in the perverse way, so please don't, okay? This is no joking matter. A lot of balls in the air. You got a lot of irons in the fire, whatever you want to call it. What do you do? What do you do for your stress relief? Let me know. Hit up your girl Jojo5 at either Gmail, Facebook, Twitter, Anchor, here, wherever, like I said, you're listening to. And it's your girl Jojo5. That's URGIRLJOJO and the number 5. So we'll catch you next time that we're doing a little road trip chat. Maybe, Amy, maybe it may be a in-studio recording. Am I a lot clearer, a lot more filtered, a lot more just clear. Catch you guys next time, guys. It's your girl, Jojo.